is that aside from the natural priorities that we would not fly civilians into a danger area, and of course needed supplies have to go first,
yep.
I think it's very important that we try to accommodate.
I fully agree, George, and told Art that.
Good. I will say that at my briefing. The Defense Department is trying to work out necessary arrangements. I'm going to refer all those queries to Sylvester. And I'm going to refer all the any damage queries to him, too.
I think that's the correct thing to do.
And the eye for background.
Right.
Gave some of the boys last night a few of the facts.
Right.
Because things really got wild down here. You know, they had Houston moving a half inch.
Oh, really?
Oh, and they had San Antonio affected and Mobile.
George?
Yes?
Cy, what do you think about having the president call Governor Egan, or is he going to...
I'm on now.
Oh, yes, sir. I would think it would be a good idea.
I would think it'd be a good idea.
You can do that through... You have him through the Military Command Center, don't you, son?
Yes, we had him before, and I think we can have him now unless he's on his way to Anchorage.
Well, he talked to a San Antonio station a little while ago, so... By telephone.
If he isn't in an aircraft now, which
want
I don't
have
think
a
he
check
is, we can go to him.
Where he is?
Mm-hmm.
Want to check where he is?
Sure.
Bye.
Yeah.
Have you talked to Bartlett and Greening about their departure time?
I have indeed, and I've got it set for 11 a.m.
What about the congressman?
Local. Congressman's on the West Coast.
Well, has he been notified that you'll send him?
The White House is trying to find him, Mr. President, for me, or for Cy, either one, but they haven't been able to locate him yet because he went to the airport last night, got to the airport, turned around for some reason or the other, and went back to town. But they're trying to find him.
All right. Now, I haven't been listening to you. I just got on, but I would one, release this statement of Bundy's.
Right, sir.
I would send the wire from McDermott, and I'd send my wire to McDermott.
Yes, sir.
Can't quite hear you, Mr. President.
I would send my wire to McDermott.
Right.
And I would send my wire to the governor and call the governor. When I talk to the governor, I guess I could... A, inquire about any for a brief report, and B, tell him that wire's been sent, and C, tell him that we've declared a disaster area.
Right.
Anything else?
I think that just for the record, you should express the deep sympathy of all Americans and their determination.
Yeah.
So I can say that at the briefing.
Yeah. Well, that's in the statement we're putting out.
I know it, but I mean, I can say that in your talk.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we'll do that, of course. Anything else now?
Mr. President, you want a brief report from me?
Yes.
I talked to Lieutenant General Reeves, who is the unified commander in Alaska, shortly after 7 o'clock this morning, along with General Taylor and others. The military communications is satisfactory to Alaska. The information which he had at that time was fragmentary, as it was still nighttime. He is in contact with Governor Egan, who is in Juneau, I think, still as of this time. He was trying to get to Anchorage, but could not get in because of bad weather. The reports which Reeves gave us are of extensive damage in certain areas. First, Anchorage. The mayor there says that the city is badly damaged. There are no internal communications there as of his last report. Army troops were sent in there to assist the local authorities. The international airport there... Excuse me?
Go ahead, sorry.
The international airport there was out of use. However, Elmendorf, which is the Air Force base there, is usable for military aircraft, provided the weather clears, which it is supposed to. The Presbyterian Hospital in the city there was evacuated to private homes. The base hospital was also evacuated there. Second, Kodiak. The business district in Kodiak was virtually destroyed by a 15-foot tidal wave. Casualties unknown. Again, casualties unknown in Anchorage. Next, Seward. Fires in the town. No lights, no water. Cut off from ground access by fissures in the road. When the weather clears and daylight comes, you can probably get into it satisfactorily by helicopter. Fourth, the town of Valdez, heavily damaged. both by the earthquake and by the tidal wave. Next, the other smaller communities in the area may be damaged, but we just don't know because of darkness and the lack of communications at this time. We are awaiting a report from Reeves and the governor after daylight, at which time they will tell us what else they need in the way of assistance. They have said that they have all that they need at this point and will give us a bill of particulars as soon as they can evaluate the situation in the morning. Next, with respect to the military, the BMUSE operation is satisfactory. There was a minor failure, but it is operating satisfactorily. There was some damage to a few air defense planes and some Nike missiles, but their capability is satisfactory. That generally is the situation as we know it as of this moment.
All right.
We have deliberately omitted the military situation in our public statements, Mr. President, because we don't want to direct concern or attention to that.
Well, I think it's good.
Right.
Anything else?
Mr. President, two other things. We have an airplane set up to leave at 11 o'clock, which will take Senator Gruning and Senator Bartlett direct to Elmendorf Air Force Base there outside of Anchorage. The question was raised, did you want to send any additional representatives to the area on your behalf, such as somebody from OEP, Red Cross?
Yes, Red Cross. OEP and the Red Cross man are both ready to go on, yeah.
I think that'd be good if McDermott would...
McDermott is in a retreat on his way in from Baltimore, Mr. President. He'll be here a little later in the morning.
Well, if he gets there in time, get him...
Send a second plane, Mr. President, if...
No, I'd put him on the same plane. What about Ralph Dunyon?
He's also in a retreat, Mr. President. He's not particularly the man to do this job, I don't think.
Well, who else do you have better than White House?
Well, if you want a White House officer, we don't have anyone better. But McDermott is a White House officer. The OEP is the direct staff agency of the presidency.
Yeah, but if he's not available...
We'll get him going, Mr. President. Either he or his first number one man will be on that plane.
All right, say so.
Mac, I will then tell them to hold the plane...
That's the best way.
...until I get further word from you on who else will be going.
All right.
That is 11 a.m. EST, right?
Was supposed to leave at 11 a.m. local Washington time.
Right.
But it will not leave at that time probably now because of the addition of these additional people.
Well, how about weather conditions?
Weather conditions, as predicted, were that they would be able to get in by the time they get there. It's approximately a 7.5 hour flight nonstop.
The jets aren't?
No, they were going by KC-135.
And how about the congressman?
Congressman, we have nothing on because that is on the West Coast. I know nothing of that now.
All right. Anything else?
I have a technical question I don't have to bother you with, sir.
Go ahead.
What is General Reeves' full name?
His full name? Let me give it to you in just a second here. Lieutenant General R.J. Reeves.
Lieutenant General R.J. Reeves. And he's Commanding General of Alaska, right? If I get any questions about Hawaii.
Raymond J., George.
Raymond J.
Yeah.
Okay. If I get any questions about Hawaii, what is the response?
About what?
About Hawaii. Last night there were several reports.
Well, there was effective evacuation of the beach areas in Hawaii, and we've had no report of any extensive damage out there, but you better refer to Washington on that.
Yes.
Report.
I am going to refer all reports to Washington.
All reporting should be referred to Washington.
Now, what should be the central point for that? I would suggest probably the Department of Defense, simply because...
I think DOD, correct place.
Right. Well, as it now stands, I'll probably...
You better take out the reference to McDermott in the public statement, because if he turns out that we send him to Alaska, we don't want him the Commander-in-Chief Washington. In any event, I think the President really ought to be in direct charge, so I just cut that link to last paragraph, George.
I see it, I agree. We should have a reference to OEP, though.
I think the picture should be that the president's in full charge.
I will just take care of that in the briefing, the OEP. I will add that OEP, that this puts OEP in, and that all of these, that we started whatever planning we could last night.
Yep.
Well, I have nothing further, gentlemen. This, as it now stands, judging from my mechanical setup here, this announcement should be made at 11 a.m. your time.
Get that McDermott stuff out of the statement.
It's out already, sir. Is there any other place, Mac, where you see a danger in regard to this this large figure?
This what?
This large figure that...
No, I think that's... He's stating an absolutely off-the-cuff first-hand estimate of total... first-moment estimate of total damage, and I think you just have to stay clear of that.
Right, well, I will take that one line out of the president's telegram.
Yep.
To Egan.
What is that figure?
He says $250 million. Could easily reach minimum of $250 million throughout widespread area.
Who says that?
The governor to you, Mr. President. That telegram just came in and it's on its way. I think you should have it by now.
I do not have a copy of the telegram as yet, incidentally.
Okay, anything else?
I think, sir, that in order to conserve time, if you have not been able to contact the governor by 10 o'clock, that I would just say you are contacting him and discussing with him. Because I think the proclamation itself is very important to get out.
Okay. I agree to that.
Are you all going to try to get him on the phone there?
I have the command center working on it now, Mr. President.
Well, if so, if someone from the ranch could call me, sir, and just let me know that you are actually on the phone, and that's all I need, I'll take care of the rest of it.
Anything else?
No, sir. Not from my end.
That's all.
No. Okay. How you doing, Mac?
Oh, things are fine, Mr. President. We have a lot of trouble in some of your other favorite areas, and we'll be sending you messages on it later in the day. We have a very disquieting message in from Ambassador Gordon in Brazil. In that situation, we will have a recommendation for you, I think, on the wire. It's a standby problem, but it might explode, he says, any time in the next month or so. Day or month to month.
What else?
We sent out a hot message to the British on the Zanzibar problem. We're meeting on that.
Okay.
All right. Guy climbs all over us as the people who have let Zanzibar go communist in the Times this morning. So we can get a little flack on that, I think, pretty soon. Otherwise, the Secretary dealt, I think, very effectively with Fulbright yesterday in his press conference.
Well, what did he say?
He said it was... that we just simply didn't agree on Cuba, that Cuba was a base of subversion and a base of Soviet military power, and that both of these were unacceptable, but he tried to be nice about the more general aspects of Fulbright's speech.
So did he get...
Lippmann in yesterday afternoon, pressing me pretty hard on both Panama and Cuba, but he sounded as if he was satisfied when he went away. It's some importance because he does his annual television roundup next week for broadcast the following.
Russ had him in?
No, he was in here.
Yeah.
You might ought to see the president next week, shouldn't you?
I saw him at Great Lakes.
The president had him for dinner last week, and he was very pleased about that.
Sunday,
I don't think he gets up to you, sir, whatever you
Sunday
want.
Night, he seemed to be satisfied on Panama and Vietnam. We didn't go into Cuba, but I thought Fulbright was, too.
Well, I think that's the problem. He is very happy on Vietnam. It's a little hard to keep both him and Joe Olsen aboard, but at the moment you've accomplished that. Or rather, when Bob McNamara really wrote Olsen's column yesterday, and I think it came out very well. So that's the news as from here.
Anything besides Brazil?
Yes, sir, I don't have anything else, Mr. President.
Anything besides Brazil?
Brazil is the edgiest, Mr. President. Zanzibar, you know about.
What has Sulzberger said we should have done?
Egan is available, Mr. President. You want to talk to him?
Yeah. What does Sulzberger say we should have done?
He doesn't say what we should have done. He said we allowed the British to pursue a Fabian policy and followed their bad lead instead of doing something ourselves, but he totally omits the fact. He sounds as if the people in East Africa had wanted us to act, whereas in fact they've been telling us not to, Nyerere and Kenyatta and company.
Okay.
So he has it wrong, and it's not new for Sy to have it wrong.
Okay.
One other thing, Mr. President. I believe that it would be wise to hold up the announcement of those appointments today, Mrs. Bunty. Well, I think we should hold that over the weekend. All right, sir. That's all I have.
All right, Mr. President. Deacon is the next. We'll hang off.
Bill.
Yes, sir?
When Dungan gets back, see if he's got any more appointments that he can clear for us.
All right, sir. I'll get right in touch.
I will tell him about this airplane, Bill.
And be sure to try to get him checked on, get him to clear Ms. Bunning at the FBI.
Right. All
okay.
Right, sir. I'll do that right away.
All right.
Okay.
Hello.
You bet.
Hello.
Off?
Hello, Governor.
All through?
Yeah.
Okay.